Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 3, we read these words. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not even my own self. And then in chapter number 9, verses 1 through 5, he again addresses this issue, how some of the church at Corinth kind of looked at him. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are ye not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto you, yet doubtless I am unto others. Yea, doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. It's obvious some of the people there in the church at Corinth, he's not an apostle, you know. So he's actually, let me put this, Paul didn't have to prove anything, okay. But at the same time, there were doubters, so Paul just making these statements. Verse number 3, mine answer to them that do examine me this. In other words, those who question my thought as an apostle. Verse number 4, have we not power to eat and to drink? Or have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as the other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and of Cephas? So he's comparing himself, even the apostles and the brethren of the Lord, which would be James and Jude and Peter. By the way, Peter was married, all these other things. But again, Paul knew the problems that he had when he was at Corinth. And so here comes young, in my notes, I call him the young buck. Okay, here comes the young buck, Timothy. And he just knew that the church at Corinth, some of the ones at Corinth would have a problem with this young preacher. So I have a note here. Timothy probably had already been dispatched to Corinth from Ephesus when this letter was sent, because back in 1 Corinthians 4:7, this is neat, or 4:17, if you want to mark this or just listen, we looked over this here months ago. He tells the church of Corinth, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who's a beloved son. So Timotheus, when you get this, is on his way to Corinth as he's writing this letter. And Paul is saying, when he comes, when he gets there, listen, you accept him. And it talks about Paul asks the believers to not only receive Timothy, but to also respect him. Timothy was a young, humble, and a timid person who could easily be intimidated by others. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, that pastoral epistle. Let me find it. I have it marked here. Timothy. Chapter number 4, verse number 12. Again, even Timothy, when he would go about these churches, because he was a young preacher, he didn't have the respect that maybe he should have received. So Paul has encouraged Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth. And we'll get to that word despise in just a minute. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. It was important for the church not to take advantage of young Timothy. And on the other hand, it was for Timothy to never give others a reason to despise him. Because Timothy had a barrier to overcome, because there's the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul. And Timothy was like his junior, if you will, his associate, if you will, when he would come. And people didn't look at Timothy like they did the Apostle Paul. And even today, I'll get to it, I have a lot of notes here, about young preachers, they don't garner respect. And obviously there's reasons for that older preachers get because of the years in ministry and the reputation that older preachers have. And these younger preachers, they don't quite have that. But Paul, you know what I'm talking about. But Paul was well aware of that. So he was telling the church at Corinth, and there's a problem, it's a human nature, if you will. When he comes, not only respect him, but receive him, and we're going to find out, even reward him, help him out on his journeys. I love this, the rest of verse number 10, that he be without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. In other words, Paul says, listen, I'm no better than him. We're all doing this together. Ernie's not here, but in Swahili, he would not be called a samaki and kubwa. That means a big fish, a big dog. In other words, in God's work, in God's kingdom, there's no big dogs and little dogs. Amen, preacher. We're all the same, even as church members, the deacons and pastors. I know God has placed some things in order because of leadership position, but at the foot of the cross, we're all the same. In God's work, we're all the same. And Paul recognizes this, even in Timothy, even as I hear that young preacher boy, if you will, his juniors, just like me, we're both working for the Lord. And that's the point he's trying to give to the church at Corinth when he says that he worketh the Lord as also I do. So verse number 11, let no man therefore despise him. The word despise is a strong word. It means to, don't think of Timothy any less than they would of Paul or some other preacher. Just because he was young, don't think less of him. And then it talks about, there's so much here. Let me stay with my notes or I'll start running away. But conduct him forth in peace that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the other brother. And what he's saying here, don't think of Timothy any less than they would of Paul or some other preacher. And don't just receive him, respect him, but also reward him. In other words, provide for him. Because he talks about here in this verse that conduct him forth in peace. The word conduct means to provide for him, to supply and support him on his journey. So when Timothy would be there in Corinth, for that short time, when he left Corinth to come to Paul, help him on his way with a love offering. Now remember, that's why Timothy was coming, and we're going to see this in just a minute, that Timothy obviously would come with the brethren that was from Corinth. Remember the offering that they received at Corinth for the poor saints at Jerusalem. So obviously Timothy would come with those brethren that was at Corinth with that offering. So the money that they would give Timothy would not be included in that offering for the poor saints. It would be a separate offering. Are you following? This is yes. This is no. This is I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. So we see a couple of different offerings here. And that's one reason we at Westwood have different offerings. It's a biblical scriptural thing. We have faith promise. Doug, we'll have that in just, we have our mission in about a month, less than a month, we'll have our missions conference. There's that faith promise, that grace giving for missionaries and all. That's a special gift offering. There's a benevolence offering. That's what they're receiving here for the saints at Jerusalem. There's love offerings that we give. You know, there's special designated offerings. We have it for missionaries or some special designated. And then don't forget about your tithes, okay? Doug teaches this, and I'll just give you, you don't have to pray about your tithe. Amen, preacher. I know this ain't a time to talk about money, but it's part where Paul was talking to Church of Corinth about giving and all. You don't pray about tithe. It's already said in Scripture, just like you don't have to pray about baptism. You don't have to pray about it. There are certain things you don't have to pray about all the time. Well, let me pray about it. I understand, but there are certain things that are commands. If it's a command, you don't pray about it. Are you following? Now, there are many things in our life that we pray about. Lord, is this your will to be done? But there are certain principles in the Bible we don't pray about. The tithe, you don't pray about the tithe, and it is a biblical principle. Well, that's an Old Testament thing, and they didn't do that in the New Testament. I can show you where they did that in the New Testament. Matter of fact, they tithe before the law. So there's so much there. So tithe is a principle. You give to God first fruits, okay? After the tithe is where you start praying. Tithe you don't pray about. Other offerings you pray, but Lord, what will they have me to do?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.